Well, hello, lovers. I promised you I would be here in this eclipse portal, this wormhole that we're in, right in the dragon's mouth, right in the corridor of eclipses. And here I am. just maybe. Just. I just want to say for all of you who listen to me here and follow my Instagram, thank you, because you know that I have been, you know, I had a fall 12 days ago. I did my MCL, and then yesterday, as Mars, and I shared this in my Instagram stories because this is how literal astrology can be. Yeah. So, Mars, who happens to be my Time Lord this year and my sect malefic because I'm a day chart. Yes, that sounds like I'm speaking a different language. I get that. But when you know if you're a day or a night chart, which is purely just very easy to do, ultimately, if the sun in your chart is above the horizon, so in houses 7 through 12, you are a day chart. If your sun is below the horizon, houses 1 through 6, you are a night chart. And ultimately, the day chart and the night chart have a different malefic. So for a day chart, Mars is our what I call bad boy. So he's our malefic. And if you're a night chart, Saturn is your malefic. So we've got to really develop a good relationship with them. Mars just happens to be my Time Lord this year. And as soon as he hit my sixth house cusp, which was yesterday at 3 degrees of Pisces, I had Ross River symptoms flare up. So I went from being completely fine. And this is what happens. Like I tested positive for Ross River back in my 20s. I didn't even actually know I had it. I think it's something that you can have the virus and then it just sits dormant within you. And it just flares up, right? So ultimately Mars, who is my sect malefic because I'm a day chart, hit my sixth house cusp, which is the sixth house rules health. And all of a sudden I am down for the count, like just my bones ache, my hips ache, my spine aches. It's all bone stuff. And so over the years, you know, these flare ups come and go. I mean, they're pretty irregular, to be completely honest. But this Libra solar lunar eclipse that we've just had is all around sort of physical stuff for me. And again, if you are a Libra rising, Libra rules our first house, and the first house is a lot to do with, you know, different to the sixth, but similar, you know, it's the body, it's the physicality, it's the self. So the south node of the moon, which is where the lunar eclipse was hitting that south node in Libra, is in our first house of self, you know, it's, plus I had this, you know, this flare up yesterday, and I do feel much better today. My bones aren't aching. I'm still obviously nursing my MCL, which again can take 6 weeks apparently to fully heal. I am definitely walking better on it. I went to the sauna today and that really helped, like mega time. So I've booked another one for a few days time. I've got an osteo session. I'll have my network chiro session. I'm going to book in for acupuncture and probably a couple more saunas over the next few weeks. One or two a week I think will be good. So yeah, I just want to say thank you because I get so much love and so many beautiful messages after I shared that. I just like to share with you how literal astrology is. You know, it's so to the point. You know, people can talk about other things. Oh, maybe this is happening for you, maybe this is happening for you. It's astrology. It's always astrology. Like, you cannot deny the presence of astrology. This Libra lunar eclipse that we've just had. I mean, I know everyone's feeling it. It's pretty huge. And from what I can tell, so many people are out for the count physically. So, you know, we remember eclipse, you know, so the eclipse season is ultimately about 6 weeks. So you really feel that build. But then, as I've shared, the eclipse portal is from eclipse to eclipse. And so now we are in this. And as I shared last week, if you haven't listened to my eclipse prep of last week, definitely one to listen to as well. If you're only sort of new here and this is the first one you've listened to, last week's one was, you know, definitely worth listening to because I sort of prepped this eclipse, but now we're in it. Now we're in this eclipse sandwich. We're in the corridor of the eclipses. Lunar eclipse, and then on the 9th, the solar eclipse. So that 2-week portal is amplified, and not only is it, we've just moved from a lunar eclipse, we now have this waning, purging, releasing moon. And it is a time of rest and restoration and rejuvenation. It's not a time to be pushing. It's not a time to be forging ahead. I mean, if you've been like me, I'm napping every single day. I am like drinking a ton of water. I'm also drinking coffee. I'm back on coffee at the moment, but I'm feeling like it's actually okay for my nervous system right now. You know, sleep is sort of hit and miss. The night of the eclipse, I didn't sleep, and I, you know, did some stuff on Instagram, and pretty much 90% of the population didn't sleep that night, but some people did sleep really well and they hadn't been sleeping for weeks prior to that. So I've been sleeping, well, you know, pre me hurting myself and falling over, ultimately having like a knee injury while you're trying to sleep does really inhibit just your movement and things. And it's, you know, it's frustrating. Like, it just is frustrating. So my sleep hasn't been great for the last 12 days, but prior to that, I've been having good sleep. And so, you know, the energies of the lunar eclipse and then being in this corridor for the next 2 weeks can really destabilize you. Okay. So I really just want to say, hey, stay hydrated, stay grounded, try and sleep as much as you can. If you have the ability and opportunity to be having rest, like sometimes it's like that you just need to lay down for an hour. Like I said, these are times where it's sort of like internal. It's like going into a cave. It's not like, yay, I'm out doing all the things, you know, be in nature, sun yourself, sun your heart, sun your palms, feet on the earth. These things can be really stabilizing to the destabilization that's going on. Yeah. So I just wanted to jump in here sort of quickly. I'm not going to ramble on for too long, to be honest. I just wanted to check in and say, hey, I told you I would come in and check in and say, hey. So, hey, I love you. We're all riding the dragon together at the moment, and we are. And I just want to say, be super gentle with yourself. Eclipses can often bring up a lot of physical ailments, you know, and that seems to be, like I said earlier, like that seems to be the case. And I think, again, you know, if you are a Libra rising, there is a lot of self stuff going on, you know, maybe if you've got a lot of sixth house stuff going on. And if you, you know, there's some health stuff. And I just want to say, let's just put it all across the board. Like, yes, like I shared yesterday in my stories, astrology is so effing literal. Like, mate, it's to the T, to the point, the fact that Mars hit the cusp of my sixth house. He's only just, which means he's just fucking entering it. Okay. He's not even in there yet, but he's just entering it. Yeah. So he hits just the edge of it. And all of a sudden, a wave of this Ross River flare up comes. Okay. And the thing with the flare ups is it's not something usually that lingers for days or weeks on end. Well, not in my case. I do know people who have Ross River and they've got like autoimmune stuff, and for them it can sort of like chronic fatigue and those sorts of things. That doesn't happen for me. Luckily, I'm very lucky that it's just, it can hit me and then be gone in 12 hours or 5 hours or 3 hours. It can just come and go. So for me yesterday, I just was like looking at my chart and like, here it is. It's right there written in black and white. The South Node in Libra is edging towards hitting my ascendant. And so again, there's this physical symptoms. So a lot of people, from what I'm hearing, and, you know, I'm just having a shit ton of messages, and, you know, I always appreciate reading where everyone's at. It's just physical stuff. Some people have been not well for a while. Some people have just, old injuries have flared back up. A lot of physical symptoms are happening. Loss, releasing, feeling drained, feeling tired, literally being sick. You know, my husband hasn't been sick in so long. He's literally been sick for like 11 days, literally. So, and it's just something that's just lingering. It's not going anywhere. He, you know, it's, and I'm just hearing a lot of this. And look, if you are just like thriving and you're feeling really well, that's awesome. Because sometimes in eclipse seasons, depending what's happening in your own chart and depending just on a lot of things, you can really, you know, go forth, you know, and thrive in eclipse portals. Absolutely. I mean, been there, done that, like it does happen. Don't get me wrong. But then other times it's just not like that. And the lesson, of course, is just to surrender, is just to let go. So I just want to give you that permission. I mean, ultimately, you know, we're moving into Easter, so there's this Easter long weekend. So straight away, you've got permission to relax and release and restore for 4 days, however that looks for you. You know, time with family, time with friends, time on the couch, Netflix and chill, read a book, drink tea, drink coffee, lay on the grass, cover yourself in dirt, listen to loud music, calf scream, hit some pillows, like whatever you need, you know, just whatever you need to do, do it. Because we're all riding the dragon to start with, but what we're also doing is going through our own sense of purge based on collective. So there's a huge collective grief that we're all energetically tapping into, that we're picking up on, like lots of stuff is happening collectively. And then our micro, what's happening in our own charts, where this purge is. Because remember, the lunar eclipse was the south node eclipse, which is karma, which is release, which is letting go, which is banishing. And as the moon wanes and moves to the dark moon, which will be a solar eclipse on the 9th, again, it's this fully clearing out, you know, it's the emptying out. I mean, I'm just looking at my cupboard right now because I'm literally laying on my bed because I've got my leg up and I've just got fucking clothes everywhere. I'm just like, for fuck's sake. I hang on to these clothes. I keep this one. Don't keep that one. I'm looking at them all. And I mean, I could burn the whole fucking lot, to be completely honest. I'm just ready to burn the entire fucking cupboard down. So I feel like, you know, there can be this great clearing out. Well, you know, ultimately, anytime the moon is waning, it is which is 2 weeks of every motherfucking month. Like, don't get hyped up that this is the, you know, biggest 2 weeks of our lives. But I do want to, you know, really say that, yes, this eclipse season is a big one. I'm not trying to deny that fact. But also, eclipse seasons happen every single year, you know, like it's not something that's rare and out of the blue. You know, this is a big one. Like, you know, a lot of focus is going on the solar eclipse, which is pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, it's a total solar eclipse. We don't get that very often. But this lunar eclipse, like I shared in the prep, like it's a dang huge eclipse. And, you know, people market and try and monetize and they do all these things using, you know, the catchphrase of the eclipse and the eclipse season. And, you know, they're not even astrologers. They don't even care to know probably where all of this is happening in their own charts. But this is this sort of new age spiritual entertainment industry who uses something that actually is so ancient to be revered as, you know, the sun and the moon get swallowed up. Like, we are literally in reverence and in awe of what nature does every year. Yet people are still going, come to my circle. It's like, no, be alone and bow down to this time. You know, this isn't a time to be out there doing all the things. And I shared a really cool little slideshow on my stories today where someone else had written some really cool things about this and about the reverence of eclipses, which, you know, I've been talking about for years, but, and, you know, it is what it is. People will do what they feel aligned to do. It's just remembering that there is something really special happening. And it's sort of like, you know, constantly posting around your sacred ceremonies. Like, oh, look at me do this. Look at me do this. Now I'm meditating. Now I'm this. Now I'm showing you my practice. It's like, you know, what's the intention behind doing that? Because some things are devotional and they're deeply, deeply private. But I think that, you know, that's just, of course, you know, a lot of things have just got lost in this sort of spiritual hype and the white noise and the new age world to say, hey, if you do this, then you're spiritual, you know. And it's sort of like, nah, no, 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 no. So really, I just want you to take heed in this time, you know. Take stock, replenish. This is often an internal time. So anchor in, go slow. You know, it's a time of sort of like wanting to, and it's not about hiding. It's not like, oh, I'm hiding from the world. Absolutely not. But it's also about just really revering in what's going on for you. And like I said, some people are feeling super energized and they want to be out and about and doing that. And that is awesome. Like, I'm fucking high-fiving you from my bed laying down, which, you know, a nap is imminent, you know? But, you know, from what I'm hearing in, you know, with, you know, from what I'm seeing and hearing is a lot of people are going through a lot of physical things. So, and this is the thing, being sick, having physical ailments come up, injuries, old injuries, feeling exhausted, feeling tired, all those sorts of things. So if that's you, if you're a part of that, you know, clan right now, just please be gentle with yourself. You know, that's my big tip from now until when I talk to you next week. Okay, so I want to say that's sort of my tip. That's just my little tip for this eclipse bit. But I do want to say that we are just about finished April, just about finished March. We're moving into April. Okay, and so April is the month of the dragon. So we're now going to be moving into the month of the dragon in the year of the dragon. Okay, so it's gonna be a prettier bigger month, you know, like it's one of the biggest months of 2024. Really interestingly, we've got both A months, August and April, being both of our Mercury retrogrades months. Like literally, Mercury is retrograde the entire month. I just need a little bit of a drink because I'm very thirsty at the moment. I've already drunk like over a liter and a half of water. But I did sauna up, so I need to be drinking a lot of water today. I think we all need to be drinking lots of good quality water over the eclipse, in this eclipse corridor. Just saying, just lots of good quality water. So April, you know, if you've got my 2024 kit, you will have probably already read all about this, and you can go to April right now and read about it. And if you don't have the kit, go online and buy the digital version, which is like $35, and it's 200 pages of absolute fucking gold. Okay, like let me give you the hot tips. Like it is gold. So you can read all about what I wrote around some sort of magic that can happen in April, because it is a huge month and it's amplified by it being the month of the dragon. So month of the dragon in the year of the dragon in an eclipse season. Okay, this is no shit, Sherlock. Okay. Eclipses are connected to the dragon. Rahu and Ketu is the dragon's mouth and the dragon's tail, which is the south node and the north node. Okay, so straight away, we've already got this, you know, we're already in eclipse season. So we're going to move through into this month of the dragon where everything amps up. And pretty much the entire April is eclipse season until we get the full moon in Scorpio, which is like, you know, the 20 something, you know, early 20s, 23rd or something like that, right? So interestingly enough, you know, we have our final eclipse, which is, you know, the north node, which is Aries, which is, hello, fire, the dragon's mouth. The head of the dragon is the north node. On the ninth, this total solar eclipse. Fire breather, right? And it's and in the month of the dragon. It's wild. It's honestly wild. And the liquid crystal for April is zircon, and zircon is spider medicine, juniper, spider medicine all around weaving, all around changes, life changes. I feel like there's a lot of psychic, spiritual acupuncture going to happen, because a lot of what's happening at the moment, it's unseen. Like I said, you know, it's destabilizing. We're, you know, upgrading energetic templates, and zircon is really good for the nervous system, and also works with a ton of other crystals. But it's sort of like when people do like acupressure, which isn't with the needle, but this sort of spiritual acupuncture. So if you've, you know, if you're taking zircon, if you've got access to the liquid crystal of zircon, it could be really huge. Also, if you've got my 2024 kit, you know that I've aligned this to one of the crystals that I've channeled for 2024, which is kyanite. Again, probably pretty potent to be taking kyanite in April as well. I mean, take zircon if you want more life changes, or if you, you know, or just energetically tune in to physical ailments that you have, because it is really good for physical healing. Okay, so that's where this sort of like physical, this physical but psychic acupuncture sort of stuff can work. So it's sort of like channeling zircon to the parts of your body that are in pain, that need healing. Now, yeah, if you're bold and want to take zircon, fucking have at it, you know, like things will be enormous. But because I've linked up kyanite to the dragon and we're in the month of the dragon eclipse season, all the things, and Mercury is retrograde for pretty much all of April, kyanite is all around alignment and bridging, and you know, it's the medicine of the crow. So there's something really, again, magical on the core of the crow. And getting into alignment, really lining everything up. And so that could be a really great crystal to work with. Maybe you've got a physical crystal kyanite, maybe you've got again, access to liquid crystal kyanite. I'm just drinking and guzzling down my Venus morning star medicine at the moment before Venus goes into the underworld and she makes her way as an evening star. So I've got this beautiful medicina that is Venus as the morning star. Plus I'm also taking morning glory as well, and some Lemurian seed. So I'm sort of working with some really beautiful excuse me, tinctures at the moment. And that can be really supportive as well. If you've got some beautiful medicina, you know, plant allies that you're working with, maybe blue lotus tea that you're drinking, chamomile. Yeah, you know, have your talismans, have whatever is working for you at this time. Because yeah, April comes in like fucking Miley Cyrus on that wrecking ball, goddammit. You know, it really is a big month. It's really one of the biggest months of the year. Mercury retrograde, total solar eclipse, the Jupiter Uranus conjunction, which is pretty much active all year, all month, but you know, heightens and peaks from sort of 17th, 18th of April, right through till around the 22nd, being exact on the 21st, you know, like you can't make that up. It's 21 degrees of Taurus on the 21st of April. So that's the exact quantum minute hit here in Australia. So it's a big month. It's a very big month. It's a big time. It's a big life. You know, we're going to just keep saying this. This decade is huge. So I just want to say that Mercury is stationing retrograde on the 2nd of April. So between now and when I am in your ears again, Mercury will have stationed retrograde. So he is stationing at 27 degrees of Aries. Now, if you've got anything, you know, around that degree of Aries, or in any other cardinal planets at those at 27 degree mark, so, you know, Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra, you know, this is a big time. You know, there's going to be, that can be a day of frustration, or a day of, you know, miscommunication, or a day of, you know, fuck ups, where you thought you had an appointment, but you didn't. And then someone put something down wrong, and then you were supposed to sign something, but you didn't. Oh, you know, and if you're not aware, you're going to, you know, you want to watch your words. Mercury in Aries can be sharp, fire. And our Aries house right now is burning down. Okay, it is burning the fuck down. It's where the Chiron North Node conjunction was. Chiron, the alchemist, the maverick, the shamanic leader. Yeah, he is a shamanic leader, Chiron, but he is our wound, but he is our medicine. So him and the North Node, obviously the North Node's there because this is where our eclipses are. Yeah, the North Node, our destiny, where we're moving, the dragon's mouth, the fire. Obviously, it's Aries season. The sun's in Aries. Mercury's going to be retrograde in Aries. Hygieia is about to move into Aries, the asteroid of health and hygiene. Venus, she moves into Aries on the 5th, which is Friday. Venus moves into a new sign on her day. Day of Venus, Friday. Yeah? So there's a real, you know, this next week, even before we even hit that solar eclipse on the 9th of April, we're paying attention to what's going on in the corridor of the eclipses. Okay, so what's going on is we're going to have a Mercury station retrograde, on the 2nd at 27 degrees of Aries. Yeah. We're going to have the sun hit the north node in Aries on the 4th and 5th for the first and only time. So I shared this last week. Since the nodes have shifted to Aries and Libra, we will have the sun hit the south node twice in Libra, but the sun only hit the north node once in Aries. And this is it. We're building to that now as we speak. It peaks 4th and 5th. And because you can't make this shit up, I've got this on my cosmic calendar. It happens to be a very special day on the 5th, liquid crystal wise, which again, you cannot make up. So if you have not subscribed for $2 a week to my cosmic calendar, I am uploading the whole month. So you get to see the whole month before everyone else with all of my songs and anthems and tips and tricks and liquid crystals and aspect changes and, you know, all the things that can really keep you anchored in to an understanding of what's coming up for the month ahead. So it is just, I mean, it's literally $2 a week. Like you can't like, and if you buy the whole year, you get 2 months free. So it's cheap as chips, honestly. I would invest in that. I love it myself, like, which is hilarious because I always thank myself like weeks ago when I add all this stuff, because I just go straight to my calendar. It literally syncs directly to my calendar on my phone, which is where I fucking live and do everything. And I'm like, oh yeah. Oh, thank you, Pastiani, for giving us that tip and giving us that great fucking song. You know, I've got some really beautiful music already that I'm uploading into April, because April, like I said, is one of our biggest months. So you want to be all over that. But so the sun is building to the north node. So again, we're in this very, already we're in a karmic portal because it's eclipse season. Eclipses are all around fate and karma, yeah, and destiny. And then the sun will hit the north node in this time as well, of course, because that's a part of eclipse season. And so, you know, again, amplifying, you know, our path forward, where we need to be courageous, where we need to cut and remove ourselves from the Libra archetype of the victim or the mentality of being a martyr or not wanting to displease people or disappoint people or staying quiet and small and, you know, all of those things that, you know, not, that you know are out of alignment for you, yeah? Like it is time to banish those. There's some really strong energetic signatures right now that we have that we can actually clear some of this karmic stuff up, yeah? So yeah, you know, we're in this very karmic portal. Mercury's going to station retrograde. Our Aries house is literally on fire. You know, there is a shit ton of planets in Aries. With Chiron, with the North Node, you know, Hygieia is about to meet Aries there, to move into Aries, 00 Aries, yeah? Venus, she's going to move into Aries on the 5th. So it's amplified. We're going through a phoenix moment in our Aries house. Like, what are you burning down? So just looking at your Aries house, what theme is that? Yeah, is it around relationships? Is it around career? Is it around your children? Is it around your money, your finances? Is it around your health and your habits and the things that you do every day? You know, eclipse seasons do shake us up a little bit. They do, you know, they want to shake off the dead wood. It's around what's rotting, what's dead in the water and is no longer aligned to you. Like it's, you know, it's really funny because I've seen around, you know, for a little while now I've been going, it's not evolve or repeat, it's evolve or die. And, you know, it sounds pretty harsh, right? But then all of these other people, like fucking David Goggins, like, I mean, look, I don't even really know David Goggins, but I know he's sort of like a bit of a supreme leader in fucking, I don't even know what. But anyway, he's saying adapt or die. And I'm like, I've already said that. And then like, I heard it on the astrology podcast. I think Austin said it. He's like something like evolve or die or adapt or die or something. And I'm like, oh my God, I've already said that, because everyone's like evolve or repeat or evolve or repeat. And I was saying months before I seen it anywhere else, I was like, it's not that. It's evolve or die, like adapt or die. Like this is a time of change. This is a time of transformation on steroids. You know, that's what eclipse season is. It's a new and a full moon on steroids, like amp everything the fuck up. And that's where we're at. You know, it's that Superman ride at Dreamworld, or is it Movie World, or wherever it is. You know, the one that goes from 0 to 100 in like 0.1 of a second or something. Hello, eclipse season. You know, like this is a big time. So honor that, you know, give yourself the space to honor that. Don't rush around, don't rush through it, don't bypass it, just be in it. Rest, recover. You know, if you need to sleep for 3 days, you know what? Fucking sleep for 3 days. You're not missing out on anything. You know, you are not missing out on anything. If your body is calling you to rest and sleep and to fucking eat chocolate, whatever it is, you know, give yourself a break, give yourself permission because, you know, we're all gonna die. You know, we're literally all gonna die. Yeah? And again, I shared something. I'm sorry if you can hear like the cars and shit. Like my freaking windows are open, and look, I'm getting all the great new things for my podcast revamp. Let me tell you, I'm getting a really great new set of earphones. I'm gonna start actually using my microphone. I'm gonna start getting off my fucking phone in my room and doing it. But you know, it is what it is right now. But yeah, pay attention to that Aries house. It's being burnt the fuck down right now, but also flamed the fuck up. You know, it's just like, you know, where the South Node is in Libra, that's it's not a burning down, it's a complete purge and release. And that Aries house is flaming the fuck up. It's like it's the dragon's mouth, it's like the road less traveled, like we are riding the dragon. And like I said, into April, month of the dragon, all of this heightens. Go and check your 2024 kit, read all about it. I channeled the most incredible stuff. I remember even writing it in as I was writing it out for you guys last year. I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. You know, I'm about to spend the next 2 weeks writing my 2025 kit. You know, I've like literally scheduled no clients to just give myself space to write my 2025 kit. And so hopefully, you know, by the end of April, it's, you know, completely ready to go. I can do a bit of a print and yeah, pre-release. I mean, a pre-sale will be August, and then we'll start posting them out September. So that's a little hot tip. And if you're not on my emailing list, go onto my website, tiani.com.au, scroll down to the bottom and join my email list. You know, that's where pre-sale goes up. They usually get, you know, 24 hours beforehand because I only order a certain amount. Yeah. So if you want the 2025 hard copy kit, you want it in your hot little hands, you want to actually work with it physically, get on that email list. And if you're happy with the digital version, you know, that comes out 1st of December. Okay, so everyone who orders the kit first, they get that in their hot little hands, and then the digital comes out 1st of December. Okay, I think that that's all. I think that we're okay. I think we're all here together. My knee's a little bit achy right now, so I'm gonna go and elevate it a little bit, maybe ice it, because today's like the day that I've done the most things. I drove myself to the sauna because I couldn't even drive for a week. Okay, because it's my right leg. Drove myself to the sauna. The sauna was bliss, like I already said. But then I also had to go to Coles and the health food shop just to grab some stuff. You know, Loco love chocolate. Sort of the only chocolate I put in my mouth these days. It's so fucking good. What else did I get? I got prawns because, hello, prawns. And what else? Yeah. Isn't it fun listening to me figure out and talk you through my shopping list? Now, look, some people like that. I mean, it's sort of a bit of a kink for me. Like, to be honest, it is. It's a kink. I've always loved grocery shopping. Look, I limped around like a bit of a hobbly sort of lady in Coles today and the health food shop. Health food shop doesn't matter. It's a bit smaller. You know, no one really cares. Everyone's pretty chill there. But, you know, I'm in Coles. Everyone's fucking, you know, oh my God, the shop's going to be closed for 1 day. Quick, 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 you know. And going crazy. I must admit, it actually wasn't as bad as it has been. But I did go at midday, which was a nice time to go. But you know, just fucking the shop's so huge, I forgot one thing. Oh, go all the way back up to that section to get the olives. I'm like, fuck, I needed to get the olives right at the beginning. I got them right at the end. Anyway, I forgot what I was. No, that's what I was saying. Yes, I love grocery hauls. So before online shopping became a thing, me and my fucking foresight and my moon trine fucking Uranus in my 10th house, I wanted to do groceries for people. Like, I wanted that to be my job. Like, I had this idea. I'm like, you know what? I want to do people's shopping for them because I love grocery shopping. And yeah, I really wanted to do it. And a few years later, like it became a thing because I was like, who wants to pay me money? They've got to give me the hundreds of dollars to do the groceries, but then they've also got to pay me to do it. And oh, back then I was only in my 20s. Like I wouldn't have charged much, but obviously they've found a very, substantially easier way, a cheaper way to do that. And it's not coming to Tiani to do your shopping. Look, it would be a magical shop because I'm doing it for you. But I just love grocery shopping. So anyway, I come up with that idea. I never actually did it. And then now it's a thing. So I really like looking at groceries. So even when I do a grocery shop or I go to the markets, because me and my husband usually drive like 45 minutes away from our house to go to these farmers markets, which are just epic. And we do a big shop there. We go to the organic butcher, we go to the health food shop, which is only 45 minutes away, but it's just so good. So we come home and I'm like, oh, look at all this stuff. And I love it. And if I go shopping by myself and Joel's at home, I'm like, hey, look at everything that I got. And he's just like, okay, like, yep, that's a great bag of lettuce that you got there, babe. But then when Indy does it, sometimes my middle daughter, because she works at Woolies, she'll do like a bit of a shop, and then she's like, do you want me to show you everything I got? And I'm like, yes, please pull everything out one at a time. I want to look at all the things. So, I like a bit of a shopping haul, that's not just makeup and fucking stuff, but just groceries. I mean, t you know, tell someone I'm a Taurus stellium without telling them that I'm a Taurus fucking stellium. Come on. Like, I don't know. Maybe you agree. Maybe you think I'm a psychopath. Either way, I love you. Okay, have at it. Enjoy this eclipse wormhole. Rest, relax, drink water, breathe, nourish. Rest, rest, rest. Really nourish yourself, loves. Especially if you're physically not feeling good. Listen to your body. Oh, excuse me, I've got the hiccups. Excuse me. Listen to your body. Yeah? I will be back next week and I will be prepping you next week for the solar eclipse. Let's get ready to rumble. Okay, bye-bye.